this thing going. So whether you're ready.
Good morning.
Oh, you are ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm ready too. Well, good morning. Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. My name is Chris.
And my name is Sean.
I haven't even looked at the levels.
I think everything sounds okay.
It sounds all right to me. It looks all right.
Yeah.
Well, just go from there.
Yay.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Drinking some early morning water.
Yep. High quality H2O.
So, I don't know if I told you, but you know how every once in a while, you and I are the same way. We like our coffee black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, we put a little bit of creamer or something in it. Did I tell you what I've been doing lately?
No.
Every once in a while. I did it yesterday, and I felt like I had to do it again today because it just sounded good. A little bit of coconut syrup.
Okay.
Cold brew.
Okay.
And then a vanilla protein.
You know, that sounds like a lot going on there.
It's because the vanilla, I mean, is like the creamer, right?
Yeah.
But it has 30 grams of protein in it. So, I mean, not too shabby.
I had a protein shake this morning, which I never do, but it just sounded, I don't know, it sounded good. See, I saw it in the refrigerator, and
that's literally my breakfast every morning.
Yeah, I haven't had a protein shake in years. Fair Life?
Mm-hmm. The Fair Life
chocolate, are good. It was, I don't know, my wife got them to be able to grab and go where'd to work
get,
type thing.
Where'd she get them at?
At a store.
At a what store?
Costco, Christopher.
So I'm glad that she got them there because they haven't had the Fairlifes in a while.
Oh, okay.
So I've been getting the Premieres, which are fine. The Premieres are good as well, but the Fairlifes are the chocolate one. It tastes like chocolate milk.
I don't know what my craving or why I have this craving, but I saw it in the fridge and it looked good. So I grabbed it and drank it on the way here. It was good.
Yeah, I like the Fairlife. So the Fairlifes are good. There's a lot of professional programs like athletics and a lot of college ones that are now doing the Fairlife after for post-workout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, this was a post-hangover.
Yeah, close enough. Same.
Woke up a little wobbly this morning.
Yeah. That's okay, as long as you had a good time, right?
I did.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I did.
Well, sorry for pausing our normal conversation, but we have to have a little conversation about our sponsor today.
We do.
Dad Strength Fitness.
Dad Strength
Fitness. Thank you so much for your support, but please go support Dad Strength Fitness. You can go visit their website at dadstrengthfitness.myshopify.com. If you use the code ULTIMATEBUFFET, you get a 10% discount.
Ooh, 10%.
So go check out their gear from hats, clothing, sweatshirts, and t-shirts. They got everything for you for that dad that's working hard, both at work, at home, and grinding in the gym.
Dad Strength.
So you called me
mm-hmm.
yesterday? I think it was yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're asking, you just had some questions for me, and I'm outing you right now, and it's all in love.
Oh, man.
You knew it was coming.
I did.
And we were talking about, are you okay with saying selling a gun?
Well,
consignment's the same thing.
I know.
there's two things that I'm going to out you on, which is funny because I don't think I've ever heard, I don't, in all honesty, you and I have had this conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have ever heard you say the word consignment. When I sold my 40s, mm-hmm. you're like, why are you selling them? I will never sell a gun.
Yeah. I've never sold a gun.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even know the process. I don't know. It was, there's just something about this Glock 48 that I'm not sold on anymore.
Okay. What is it? Can you
pinpoint it? Yeah, I can. When you fire the gun, the casing that comes out, it like gets stuck all the time.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. I've changed. I've tightened my grip, like the wrist strength of it, like with the kickback. And there's not really a kickback with it. It's a super smooth gun, but it just doesn't eject consistently.
Aftermarket magazines?
No.
They're the stock magazines?
Yeah. Okay. Everything on that gun is stock besides the red dot and sights and the suppressor head sights.
Okay, which wouldn't have changed for that. Mm-mm. Unless your screws on your red dot are too tight, maybe. They're going down too far. If they're not the right size screw.
We went through that, and that's not...
Not an issue. Mm-mm. See, that's the thing I like about my SIG is the screws, they account for the screw length. And even if you have a longer screw, it won't interfere with the slide cycling because they're actually bored out from the bottom up.
Yeah, that's legit. I would never sell a gun, but I just think it's a safety issue at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not cycling properly and unfortunately, if you have to use it, it's one of those things.
Like, and that's the thing. It's like I don't ever foresee myself having to use it, but the one off chance that I do,
yeah,
and I only get one round off because now I've got to re-rack and go from there. It's just,
yeah,
it's a safety issue. And so yes, I did bring up yesterday about selling a firearm,
which I mean. I see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
If you aren't going to use it.
I've just always told myself, like, oh, I'll never sell any of the guns. It's well, constant collection.
Well, especially since you have the goal of owning every 9mm
Glock. Correct. You know, maybe I don't even want to put work into it. Like, I don't want to spend the money to have a gunsmith figure it out.
Yeah. Understandable. I mean, if too bad you don't know, a Glock certified armor or anything like
that. You know, if I found one, maybe I would. No, I should give it to you and see if you think anything. There's something.
Oh, I can tear it
broken
apart.
On it, or I don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing you've already talked to a Glock authorized.
I have
armorer.
I have
about this probably and, very intensively.
Yeah, and the individual that happens to be a Glock armorer, it was his firearm prior.
Billy.
Billy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Did he have those issues when he had it?
He said no.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, we'll tear it apart and
yeah.
Go from there. So, but what I'm really, really, and I forgot to grab something to bring up.
Oh no.
Gosh, dang it. It's okay. Well, we'll be fine. What I really want to talk about is what are you thinking about replacing it with?
Christopher, this is not a conversation to have in front of a million people.
It's some only a couple sort, million. You know, our ratings are higher than Joe Rogan.
They are.
You know, so
I would say some form of the SIG 365. Hold on,
what brand?
Yeah, SIG 365.
Where is it? There has to be something over here. No. No. Dang it. I don't have an applause here. This would work.
This would work.
Yes! A SIG. What
kind I think of, it's this time.
What kind of SIG?
365 something.
Oh, I'm so proud right now.
I
might cry.
I know. There's a couple different so variations. Many now. Yeah. And so I have no idea. I don't know anything about them. I've never fired one.
Well, we can fix
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we can fix that. It's just it keeps popping up in videos that I see and what is the most frustrating piece of this whole thing is the Glock 48 MOS has been my dream gun.
Yeah.
Forever. And
until you shoot a SIG 365.
Yeah, until I shoot a SIG 365. So what I think the plan of attack here is I give it to you, you strip it,
okay,
and see if you can figure out anything.
Okay.
Maybe we go shoot it, okay, after you've taken it apart and put it back together, this, that, and the other, figured out your diagnosis. And if it just doesn't fire right at that point, then I'm over it.
Okay.
Flip side to that, you do fix it, and it works fine.
Yeah.
Well, then I got to start an envelope.
Okay. I think you should start an envelope no matter what.
Yeah, true.
In all honesty, I think you, knowing you, you can start an envelope. It also depends on what model you want, right? If you want to just get the basic model like I have, because like when I bought my 365.
When I bought yours, there were no other.
It was, they only had one. They didn't even have the XL yet.
Yeah.
And I personally like it better than the XL. I don't need, like, I have bigger hands.
Is the XL comparable to like a Glock 19 or a Glock 17?
The only difference with the XL is the grip is slightly longer. So the slide, the top is all the same.
Yeah.
It's just the grip itself is bigger. But it doesn't make a difference because if you put the micro mag in it,
yeah,
you're going to get 17 rounds.
Yeah.
And that is a stock SIG round or a SIG magazine that you'll get.
Really?
So you're not buying an aftermarket magazine. You're buying an actual SIG magazine for it. And in all honesty, too, and people might hate me for this or not, but if you're the optic you buy, I would buy the SIG optic as well with it.
You're, just keep it all uniform.
Keep it all uniform. The texture, if you don't put the metal cage around the optic, I have the metal cage to protect a little bit more. Literally, the texture on the optic, the grip, and the magazine are all the same.
Okay.
Which I know you would like
I would like that.
But even with the metal caging around it, you can still see it a little bit. It just, the SIG optic's not a bad optic. It's a really good, but they built it for the 365.
Yeah.
So they built it specifically for that gun to, I mean, it's the easiest thing to switch out.
Mm-hmm.
They built it where you can keep your same stock iron sights and put this optic into it.
Really?
You don't even have to change your sights out.
Wow.
And how much do you pay for your optic for your Glock?
Oh, God.
How much do you tell your wife?
Yeah, that's the other piece of it. Gosh, I want to say it was like $350.
Okay.
Roughly.
Let's see here. I have this wonderful computer here. If I can find my mouse, let's go Amazon. I can buy this optic through Amazon, by the way.
Really?
SIG Romeo Zero. Let's see here. SIG Romeo Zero. It's $102.
Wow.
If you want to get the Elite, where is the Elite one?
What's the difference?
It just looks, it's a little bit more stout. It's nothing really big difference on it.
Okay.
I don't even think they have the Elite anymore. They did have the Elite.
Maybe just.
But like they have this, they have one that's, it's the Romeo RS Pro reinforced steel. And it's $200.
Jeez. Okay.
Or you could get the Olight.
Olight makes
a
red dot?
Oh yeah. Huh. So what's cool about the Olight red dot is, you know how you have to change your batteries out? It has a hood that goes over the top of the optic and charges it wirelessly. Oh, it's pretty legit. Charging it is pretty legit. I mean, you can get this Romeo Pro, I don't think that is a solar on there, solar panel on top. Oh, I wouldn't even get the RS Pro. It's basically built for the 320, not even the 365. So, I mean, you could put it on the 365, but the Romeo Zero was specifically made for the 365.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's,
yeah, I, that's good to hear that the optic isn't super expensive.
Optic's not super expensive. The mag is about $55, I think. But it's a 17 round mag.
Yeah.
I mean, what other guns do you have a 17 round mag in?
Well, all of them. But the 48, I had to buy some off brand.
But wasn't even that, that was a 15, right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. So even at that, you're going to get a, you're getting two rounds more in a smaller platform.
Yeah. And so, gosh, man, this is just so heartbreaking.
It's not, though, because Glock has its, Glock is a great brand. I absolutely love Glock.
Yeah.
You know that. But I've always loved Glock and SIG.
Yeah.
Those are my two, the two brands. And I think Glock, the Glock 17, the Glock 19 in particular, Glock 45, the 47.
Yeah.
I love those guns. They're fantastic guns. They are solid guns. They are really good, full-size, out-of-the-waistband carry guns.
Mm-hmm.
For a concealed carry, and you carried your 43 for a while.
Yeah.
43 is not a bad gun.
Yeah.
None of them are bad guns.
Yeah.
But compared, what's your magazine in your 43?
8.
Compared to my 17.
Yeah.
Like right there, that to me makes a difference.
I agree with you.
Your, even your 48 is, I think your 48 is bigger than my 365.
I think so. I think it's longer.
And I think it's slightly thicker, but not much, not much at all.
But yeah.
Even at that, I'm getting two rounds more. That makes a big difference.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
And then you go into the price of the magazine. You probably paid $55 for your
15. I think I did. It was 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah. For a 15 round magazine. So your magazines keep the same cost.
Yeah.
Your optic is $200 cheaper.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. So even if you bought two of them, you'd still be cheaper. So, sorry, we had a little technical difficulties. I think I got too excited over here because Sean's talking about SIGs.
Yeah, I it's crazy. So when I bought the optic for the 48, it's the Holosun ESP carry, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
And it took me forever to find it because they had just come out with it, and it was like the new latest and greatest craze, from them at least. And it's got two pieces of glass, so the fiber in the middle can't get essentially damaged or obstructed, which is legit.
Well, and obviously with a cheaper cost, you're not going to get as nice of, like,
the
SIG only has one piece of glass. It's, you know, there's going to be benefits of having that, but I mean, you can get in different options. You can get a 3 MOA option. You can get a 6 MOA option, depending what you like.
Yeah.
I think I have the 3.
Yeah.
Which is actually slightly more. It's 130.
Okay.
Even at that, it's not that big of a deal. But it comes with the metal housing around it. Easiest thing to install. It's kind of funny because when you look at the SIG, when I first looked at it,
is the optic straight on to the slide, or is there
there's no plate.
That's another thing.
Yep.
I couldn't tell you what the price on the plate was, but getting this gun to where I wanted it cost me close to, I don't know, $450.
Yeah.
Well, plus the sights, I'm probably into that gun for $1,000.
Yeah. And that's where I liked, because that optic was built for that gun, right? So, I mean, even when I first, I mean, think about how long I had it and didn't even know I could put an
optic on it. Oh my gosh, you've had that gun forever. And that was so funny.
And we talked about it, and I remember buying it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get, because I thought I was going to have to take the rear sight off. Mm-hmm. So I even bought a sight press, right? I didn't even have to use it. Legitimately, I take it apart. I'm like, how the hell do I take this plate off to put this on? And the screws were actually on the bottom side of the slide.
That's a trip.
Unscrewed it. The plate came off. You put the optic on and screw straight down. It's done. It was that simple.
Wow.
It was, but they have so many different models now too. So it's like, you got to really see what you want, but all of them come with flat triggers, which is, I think is,
I really like that. And I've always wanted a flat trigger, but I'm not the type of guy that likes doing modifications to firearms per se. And I know we've talked about like the red dot and sights and stuff, but that's anything different. Internal, I don't like messing with.
Yeah.
And I've always liked the flat face trigger.
Uh-huh.
But just never wanted to make the switch. Because I know there's a couple different brands, but I want to say Glock came out with a flat trigger.
They have a performance trigger that you can drop in. Yeah. So they do have one that it's meant for more. Well, the first gen was meant more for competition. The second gen is they've redesigned it a little bit better.
Okay.
So it's more for everyday use.
Okay.
Or everyday carry type thing.
Yeah.
But it's still, to take care of it, it's not like you have to take care of it more. There's still some more maintenance that you would have to do.
Yeah.
But the SIG automatically comes with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really like messing with the internals of guns. It's never been my thing.
See, for me, I still want it, and I haven't bought it yet. The 365 fuse.
That's the one with, it's got a ported barrel.
Yeah,
ported slide.
Yep, it's a little bit bigger than what I have. A little bit longer.
Yeah,
and comes with a 22 round magazine stock.
What's what would that be comparable to size wise?
Sorry about that. We're having really bad technical difficulties. I didn't even move that much.
No.
I don't know the connectivity piece over there? I don't know. Something's jiggling. But,
the fuse would be similar to a 19.
Yeah.
And then your 365 is the same size or smaller than the Glock 43?
It's a little bit bigger than the 43 sliding grip-wise. Thickness-wise, it's the same.
I think. But smaller than the 48.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a great, but like even for me to hold it, especially with the micro mag on there, the micro mag makes it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But I have no issues. But I can take, that's what's why I like mine a little bit more, is I carry it with the micro mag, right?
Yeah.
But if I wanted to make it a thinner profile, I could take it out, put the stock magazine in, which is 12, and be flush and not have an issue. But even from flush to the 17 round magazine is probably that big of a difference, which is what, an inch?
Yeah.
That probably less than an inch, to be honest with you, which I don't know how they're doing it with how thin that gun is.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But the fuse, to me, that gun is, it's,
yeah, I'm gonna, so beautiful. I'm going to have to make a move because just talking about it, I'm getting excited over here. I'll have to bring that gun over to you this weekend.
Yeah.
And you do whatever you need to do with your training and expertise.
Well, and then what we'll do too is we can go and we'll go out and we'll go shoot the
365.
Yeah. Because I think once you shoot it, you're going to be like, I see now. It's like, it's a big, big deal.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I'm in.
So excited. When you called me yesterday and I'm like, what did we talk? I don't want to talk about it with you right now.
Yeah.
And what was funny was I was at work and my phone was at my desk.
Yeah.
So when I called and I said, hey, by the way, you're on speakerphone, because I was talking through my watch.
Okay.
And someone walked by and they're like, is he talking through his watch right now? So, I mean, you're used to it. Yeah. We've done it before. So. Yeah.
Well, good.
I think we're going to keep this a short episode today.
Okay.
I think this is a good topic that I think we'll have to carry into after we do some
shooting. We can do a part two, and we'll fill you guys in on what Chris's diagnosis is on this Glock 48 issue that I'm having. I think regardless of what happens, I will be getting a 365 of some sort. If you get
the fuse before me, I'm going to be so mad.
What's the sticker on that one?
I don't know.
One's like grand, isn't it?
Yeah.
I want to say it's a lot more. And is it all metal?
Yes.
That's okay. So I actually
I think the lower is plastic, but there's more metal. Wow, we're really having some issues today. I'm going to have to play around
difficulties.
Here. But yeah, so more metal, but I think overall, I think you'd like the SIG. So
yeah, no, I mean, I think it's more just comical between us. Like, I've always been so
well. It's the same between Sam's Club and Costco.
Yeah, exactly.
You're finally coming to the dark side. You know what?
I had went to Costco yesterday actually, and I had a
shit show of a time.
Oh my god, horrible!
Fuck Roosevelt.
Yeah, Roosevelt. Sorry. No, Roosevelt's horrible, man. But the pizza, I had a bite of my daughter's piece of pizza. Sam's Club's still better.
Sam's Club, to me, I don't think the pizza's better. But what Sam's Club does have better than Costco is their cupcakes and their cakes.
Yeah. Yeah. You've their always said
cakes,
that.
Their cakes are fantastic.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to end this episode a little early. I think we're going to continue it, like we've said.
Yeah.
And go from there.
Do a part two.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social medias.
Mm-hmm.
And a very special thank you to our Patreon. You guys have a great day.
Outro.